Sheriff Lee Bone. As we've all heard yesterday, our president pretty much extended out our social distancing period. So we just need to suck it up and make it happen. It's very important to keep this social distancing. We're still in uncharted territory. Nobody knows all the answers. So if you ask me, why are we running out of toilet paper at the grocery stores? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I have no idea why we're running out of toilet paper. I can only imagine the damage that's going to get done to our toilet paper aisles when all the stimulus checks start hitting the banks. But that's none of my business. That's not why I'm here today to talk to you. I want to emphasize social distancing. So let's just focus on one number. Number 6. 6 is a very, very important number right now. I'm not as concerned with 3 or more people in a 40-acre open park as I am 2 people less than 6 foot together. Now, I know it's easier said than done. You know, we as human, we're social. And Kershaw County is a very loving community. I never thought the day would come that I would be asking our citizens to stay away from each other. But the day's here, and we have to deal with it. We encourage you to continue socializing. That's very important to maintain your mental health throughout this time. Just do it 6 foot apart. And there's a lot of ways we can socialize and stay 6 foot apart. It'll take time to get through this. This is not a sprint, this is a marathon. But remember, going back to our 6, it's better to stay 6 foot apart now than to be 6 foot under later. Wash your hands often. Don't touch your face with unwashed hands. Stay home if you can, especially if you're sick, and stay 6 feet away from all other people at all times. Hello, Kershaw County. I'm Sheriff Lee Bone, and I'm sure by now all of you have seen our governor's new stay home order. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this order. No, I'm not going to dig into the details of it. You all, it's out there. Everybody can read it and see the details. We all knew it was coming. What I do want to talk to you about is the intent of this order, because I think that's very important. First and foremost, the intent of this order is not to violate anyone's rights. That is not the intent of this order. The intent of this order is to save lives. The intent of this order is to save lives. Nothing more, nothing less. It's just that simple. Who could disagree with saving lives? Your Kershaw County Sheriff's Office will continue to use the common sense approach as we have since day one. What I'm asking you to do is to help us with the intent of this order. Help us save lives. Continue to follow the guidelines and recommendations of our leaders, CDC, DHEC, and all of our medical professionals. They know what they're talking about. Kershaw County, I'm your sheriff. I'm not a doctor. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I didn't play a doctor on TV. I have no medical background. But I have common sense. And common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. Go by their advice. Stay home. Stay home, save lives. That's their advice. It's way too early to Monday morning quarterback this game. We don't even know what quarter we're in right now. So the last thing we need to start doing is Monday morning quarterbacking. It's okay for you to have an opinion one way or the other, whether you think we should keep everything closed, whether you think we should have never closed anything to start with and all, that's fine. Either way, we're gonna get through it. I just wanna make sure you're clear on how I see this. I see this whole pandemic as something that's being evaluated and we're being advised from our medical professionals.
United States, people should not be walking around with masks. You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
This is something that you have to rely on your medical professionals to get us through. I'm not a doctor, not an epidemiologist. I've told you that several times before. I don't have information that you don't have. I have the exact same information from TV and from doing my research on the internet and from talking to people in the medical field, but I don't know any more than you do about the medical side of this. I do believe that the coronavirus is more than just a flu. I think it is more serious than a flu. If you think it's a flu, that's fine. I'm not arguing with you. You can continue to think it's a flu. You can continue thinking it's a hoax. I mean, either way, it's fine. But, you know, businesses will be opening soon. We can't stay closed forever. We will open back up and we will have to get back on with our lives. And that's fine. Regardless of where you're at on the sides here, one thing I have seen is that we're willing to be good neighbors and we're willing to be, we're willing to care about each other. And these mitigating procedures that we're doing right now, I think everybody's on board with it. Whether you think it's a hoax or if you think it's a flu, you don't want to spread the flu to somebody. So do whatever you can do not to spread the flu to somebody if you think it's a flu. Think it's coronavirus, same thing. When I say our mitigating procedures, it's what you've heard several times. Social distancing, wash your hands often. Don't touch your face with unwashed hands. Cover your cough and sneeze. And if you're sick or if you think you're sick, stay home, stay away from people. Do whatever you can to keep from spreading the virus or the flu, whatever one you want to call it. I think we're all okay with that. I think we can find that happy medium there. So let's continue to use these mitigating procedures that we've been using since the start with. What's important to realize here at Kershaw County is that this virus has changed our lives, but we cannot allow this virus to end our lives.
Life goes on. Masks. I mean, masks are very important. They protect you from giving infection to someone else. If you happen to be inadvertently infected, and I'll get back to that in a moment, because there's such a significant percentage of the cases that are actually without symptoms. So anyone at any given time could be infected, don't even know it, and feel perfectly well.
Fauci said U.S. government held off promoting face masks because it knew shortages were so bad that even doctors couldn't get enough.
So is he just saying that now?
That was this morning or today, since we started.
So guess what? We all got lied to.
We all got lied to.
Held off on promoting face masks because it knew shortages were so bad, even doctors couldn't get enough.
Recently, the CDC said the only people that should be wearing masks are people that are treating COVID patients, and that regular people shouldn't be wearing masks. And then the World Health Organization said that asymptomatic people, it's extremely rare that they transmit to other people. So we were worried about asymptomatic people, which is the reason why we kept kids out of school.
And we were worried about overwhelming the hospitals, which is why we did all this
about things. And I think, one of the important things that we're emphasizing right now that really evolved from a situation that did change is our insistence now on wearing masks.
I have common sense. And common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. Go by their advice.
You can get protected. Now, early on, when we were in a situation in which there was a real concern about the lack of personal protective equipment on the part of the health providers who needed it, who put themselves in harm's way every day to take care of people who are ill with this virus, that we were thinking we would run out of masks and other things for them. So the recommendation was not to wear a mask because of the shortage of it.
Fauci said U.S. government held off promoting face masks because it knew shortages were so bad that even doctors couldn't get enough.
So is he just saying that now?
That was this morning or today, since we started.
So guess what? We all got lied to.
We all got lied to.
Held off on promoting face masks because it knew shortages were so bad, doctors couldn't get enough.
Recently, the CDC said the only people that should be wearing masks are people that are treating COVID patients, and that regular people shouldn't be wearing masks. And then the World Health Organization said that asymptomatic people, it's extremely rare that they transmit to other people. So we were worried about asymptomatic people, which is the reason why we kept kids out of school.
And we were worried about overwhelming the hospitals, which is why we did all this other stuff as well.
I have common sense. And common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. Go by their advice.
Our information, it's not pure. We're getting all this muddy thing. And Fauci telling us the only reason why they told us not to wear masks is because they knew you didn't have enough. Like, holy shit. How many people died because of that, you fuck? And then the World Health Organization says, actually, no one died because of that. You don't have to worry about it. You really don't need to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, what is happening?
But I have common sense. And common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. Go by their advice.
We're taking a more proactive role in making sure that all of our partners and developers use our services for good. We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups.
Facebook is now being used to organize a lot of these protests to defy social distancing.
We do classify that as harmful misinformation, and we take that down.
Misinformation, as if it's the new terrorism. They convince the public that any information different than their experts could cause danger to us all, however belittling and degrading this notion is for the masses.
But I have common sense, and common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. Go by their.
We aren't pressured to test for flu. But ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
Last night, the doctor's video, the one you just saw, was pulled off of YouTube. The only justification for taking it down was that the two physicians on screen had reached different conclusions from the people currently in charge.
But I have common sense, and common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. Go by their advice.
YouTube and its parent company, Google, have now officially banned dissent. The CEO of YouTube admitted that openly.
But then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated, so people saying like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so remove is another really important part.
But I have common sense. And common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field. We just need to suck it up. And
we've had to smash windows on some cars to get people out because they deliberately didn't want to comply with the chief health officer direction.
I have common sense. And common sense tells me to listen to those who do have a background, who are professionals in the medical field.
Was not to wear a mask because of the shortage of it. Two things happened. One, it became clear that we had enough of the equipment, so there was no shortage. It became clear that cloth coverings that you didn't have to buy in a store, that you could make yourself, were adequate. And thirdly, and probably the most compelling thing, is when it became very clear that anywhere from 20 to 45% of people who were infected didn't have any symptoms. Everybody should be wearing a mask when they're outside and should be trying to distance. That's.
No expression. no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad.
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. It's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly. That's the point. It could lead to a shortage of masks for the people who really need it.